always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian. You're tuned in to Yada the King Radio. Today we're gonna have the homie SoCom on, and we talking tradition, man. The good, the bad, all of it. You dig on Yada the King Radio. Let's do this, man. Let's go into this track right here. El Presidente by Say La the Corner. We'll be back in a minute.
Yada the King, boy.
I must be the president. Spiritual is evident, the lyrical is heaven sent. Since I ain't the king of this, I must be the president. Spiritual is evident, the lyrical is heaven sent. Since I ain't the king of this, I must be the president. Spiritual is evident, the lyrical is heaven sent. Since I ain't the king of this, I must be the
all hail the chief, they ain't never me though. All hail the king, shout out to my hero. But I must be the president. Devil gotta see though that I still make bread around the beef like a burrito. Motion of commotion, something he could never veto. It's gonna stay bugging for the blood like a mosquito. And it ain't even me though, cause God put the mic ahead of me like Tito. And he granting all my wishes, and my dreams will never sink like where I put my dirty dishes in. Get all of my sinners out there sleeping with the fishes. I be thinking about the armor whenever the serpent hisses in. I don't pay attention whenever somebody disses. I be thinking about the father whenever a Judas kisses in. Yeah, I realize he is the reason I am relevant. So no, I ain't the king of this, but
I must be the president. Spiritual is evident, the lyrical is heaven sent. Since I ain't the king of this, I must be the president. Spiritual is evident, the lyrical is heaven sent. Since I ain't the king of this, I must be the president.
Shout out to the phonies. Say you going ham, but all I see is baloney. Covered by the real, so I ain't never lonely. If I'm dolo, I'm coolio. Rolling with the homies, God given chemistry. Homie, check the pH. Hood, show me love. Why it will never erase. Cause I ain't got a deal, but the lyrical is real. Couple hits, and I ain't never played the field like a DH.
Click, click, corner. But that's only cause I got my guard. Pharaoh, see that I got my rod. And yeah, they deep, but I got my squad. I'm seeing the revolution. I'ma stand behind the boss like the mic is the prosecution. Cause I'm tired of these rappers and lyrical prostitution. My lyrical contribution to the adversary confusion. Got the corner introducing the movement really so evident. So no, I ain't the king of this, but
I must be the president. Spiritual is evident, the lyrical is heaven sent. Since I ain't the king of this, I must be the president. Spiritual is evident, the lyrical is heaven sent. Since I ain't the king of this, I must be the president.
Young boy from the south side, got a lot of aspirations. Family held me down, had a lot of massive patience. Walk with me in love, through all of my sinful fascination, and affirm me in my talent whenever they saw a flash of greatness. But I still barely finished high school. Everyone around looking at me like, what am I doing? And my uncle's out of prison now. I got some homies doing dirt. I'm thinking about getting down. Yeah. My surroundings captured me. My father taught me to love the Lord, but I don't trust the masterpiece. Now the tension grows thicker. Add my insecurity to the mix and get a clearer picture. I'm not really supposed to win here. And the odds are
What's wrong? It's always been fear. And I feel like giving up now.
Yeah, I know I see you with that going blind. Like a child, I rule the world, it's not mine. You're not letting me go. You're not letting me go. I can never stop time, set this world afire.
So bold, he came and told me to my face that I was living a double life and being a disgrace to the Lord and the church and his word and his spirit. I was grieving him so much at this point that I could feel it. I'm trying to live right in front of folk, but I'm even faking to me. And to make it even worse, I got a lot of folk with faith in me. And I don't even know why. Days of dark and grimy got me feeling like my hope died. Who is Jesus? And what would this man have me do now? And I remember my father's example. I said that I wanna make you proud. A lot of people boring in, but I'm still going out. Smoking till my eyes are back, and I got that cotton mouth. Living with my homie who's a Christian, he's been good to me. But I'm up in Georgia State with a girl and she look good to me. I met Kenny random, he said come and visit my church. Came and saw the way that they love the Lord, and you know it hurts so much that I'm in my homie team. We gon' move without the East Point and hold each other down. At the time, that's what the plan was. Repenting from my sin, I'm so convicted by the Lord's grace. Now I taste God in the marathon until the day that I'm gonna see his face.
Stop. Yeah, I know I see you with that going blind. Like a child, I rule the world, it's not mine. You're not letting me go. You're not letting me go. I can never stop time, set this world on fire.
Fast forward 5 years, your boy married now. I love the Lord and I love my wife, and he still shows me how to serve him well and tell the world around me all he's done for me. The moment when I least deserved it, he gave up his son for me. I burned a lot of bridges being young and dumb, I'm owning that. I'm trying to be a better person even if you know the facts. Living like a king is a struggle every day for me. That new heart that he gave me, you could never take away from me.
Yeah, I know I see you with that going blind. Like a child, I rule the world, it's not mine. You're not letting me go. You're not letting me go. I can never stop time, set this world on fire. Who can heal the blind? Like a child, I rule the world, it's not mine. You're not letting me go. You're not letting me go.
All right, man, we got the homie SoCon with us tonight on Yada the King Radio, man. SoCon, say what's up to all the people, man.
What's up, man? It's your boy SoCon.
SoCon, you've been on the show before, man, so you already shared your testimony. And if somebody missed that, they need to go back in the archives and check that out, man. It was a powerful testimony, just how God delivered you from a whole bunch of things. You talked about your twin daughters being born and how that even reshaped your mindset. And you almost died the same day that you had them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So that's all we're going to say on that testimony. But I want to know, because God is still perfecting us, God is still building us, what are some things God has been teaching you, man, and training you up in since the last time we chopped it up?
Man, I think, especially with the new CD dropping, man, I think the Lord really spoke to me on his last CD about, you know, I could do dance tracks all day and hype music and all that.
Yeah.
But he really spoke to me about really penetrating and reaching people in their heart, man, like to really minister to them through my words and my music.
Mm.
So I think between doing that and these shows, man, it's like seriously praying for people and seeing the chains broken, the bondages broken on people's lives, man. It's been powerful, man. So, you know, give all glory to him and thank him, but definitely moving in a direction that I've never seen it happened to me before, so it's really good.
Yeah, man. Well, let's talk about this transition. I remember us talking about this on the phone a little bit. Just talk about that whole mindset. How does your mindset change in writing this project, man? And even how has your heart changed as you approach music, Christian hip hop, and not only just the music, but also the ministry aspect outside of the music? How did it change your heart? How does it change your mindset as you go forth in that?
Well, I think what happened a lot, it might take a second, man, but to tell you what happened, man, I did a concert with this group called Kino Camp down in San Antonio, Texas. And they were like, hey, man, once you get on this tour that we're doing, so we're going to be going through Colorado, we're going to be going through Arizona. Once they said Arizona, you know, my eyes kind of like opened up a little more because I was like, Arizona? You know, that's where my mom was staying at. And you know, and I had like the way I grew up, so I always had some that, you know, I figured it out later. But I didn't know, but I had some unforgiveness and some resentment really towards my mom, where, you know, I didn't really talk to her on the phone or talk to her in conversation, but like maybe once every 7-8 months, you know. And then, so I was like, you know what, my mom never seen me do ministry like this. That might be a great opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, so I took up on it, went down to Tucson, Arizona. We did a concert down there. You know, we pulled into the parking lot. You know, my mom, my little sister was out there, and then I was like, you know, there go my mom, whatever. Guys are like, man, you don't seem like you that happy. I'm like, really don't matter, you know. They're like, dang, man. So I kind of told them what my story, what happened and stuff, and they're like, man. So anyway, later on that night, I ended up going up and doing my set, and then when I got off the stage, Bill from Kino Camp, he's really the manager of the group. He's behind stage. He's like, hey, bro. He's like, you know what? I know what this whole tour is about. He said, it ain't nothing about what I imagined it was. He said, this is all about you reconciling with your family, man.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to give it to you like this. He said, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you that if you have this opportunity tonight to reconcile with your mom, that if you don't do it, you're going to continue staying at that same level you're at. If you do it, God's going to elevate and take you to the next level. And I'm like, hey, bro, why you got to tell me all that, man? So long story short, man, I like end up telling my sister. Me and my sister got a good relationship, but so I told her, I said, you know what, I said, go grab my mom and my stepdad, end up being there that I haven't seen in like, cause I was like 17.
Yeah.
And so I got all of them, went outside, and then, you know, I basically, you know, told them I forgive them of everything I went through growing up, you know, the way we was and everything. And, you know, I told them, forgiveness not really for you, it's more for me because of what God's doing in my life. So I was like, you know, I hope, you know, I just forgive you. And then, you know, my mom was like, had tears in her eyes, and she was like, you know, I raised you up the best I could. You know, she was a single son or whatever. I didn't know how to raise, you know, a son or a kid at that time. You know, I did the best I could. And she's like, you know, but look at what you're doing now. She's like you're doing all this work for God and everything, and, you know, it's amazing just watching you and how you're doing this. You know, so, you know, we were talking, and then, you know, I asked all of them. I was like, you know what? I said, have each and every one of you guys given your life to Christ? And, you know, come to find out, my mom, you know, she's been saved for a while. My stepdad, growing up, he did about a year ago. And my sister's been saved for a while. You know, so we all joined hands, man, and just prayed that thing out. And I just felt like a heaviness just lift off my shoulders, man.
Wow.
Like, I can't explain the feeling. But, like, you know, after that, man, cause I was praying, I'm like, Lord, I know you want me to release this new CD, but I don't know how. And one particular lady that was listening, you know, to the album that I sent out for review, you know, basically to review it to see what tracks are good, you know, to make sure everything's grounded. I sent it to, like, 5 different people.
Yeah.
And this lady, like, 2 days before I was headed to Japan, she was like, you know, Lord told me to sow 1,500 into this CD. I was like, 1,500? I was like, really?
Yeah.
She's like, I was like, 150? She's like, no, 1,500. You know, so we figured out a way to get the payment. They couldn't remember their PayPal and stuff. And then the next day, the day before I went to Japan, she comes back on. She's like, you know, hey, we figured out the PayPal thing, and the Lord had me send you the funds that he told me to send, but it wasn't 1,500. And I'm like, no, cool. You know, they still sold or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if I wasn't dead or nothing like that, I'm like, you know, praise God for whatever they sold. I logged into my account, man. They sent me $2,500, bro.
Wow.
Like, which basically, I was $20 short of everything I needed to raise for my album. So with other people throwing and these guys throwing, it was like $20 short of what I needed for my whole package for the album.
That's
But I say all the, I say that to say, like, God moved me from a place where I was in so much, like, brokenness as far as unforgiveness towards my family, where I released that thing onto him. And once I did that, like, all this other stuff started releasing. I got, you know, more stuff that happened down the line that started releasing to me. But that was a major one, man, where I was able to get this album out. So,
yeah.
So it was cool, cause, like, going through that whole transition, man, it definitely lifted a lot of weight off my shoulders. And, like, I feel so much freer now. You know, it's cool, man.
No, that's dope, man. It's always good to hear just the stuff that's going on behind the scenes with artists. A lot of people see them get on stage and, you know, do music and have a fun time, but nobody knows the stuff like that, man, with that you share, like, hey, you had unforgiveness in your heart towards your mother, man. And this is why we do Yacht of the King Radio, man. For somebody out there listening right now, you might have the same unforgiveness with somebody else, man. Chop it up with them, tell them you love them, forgive them. Not only is it going to help you, it's also going to help them. Sometimes people are caught because they, oh man, I did this dude wrong 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? You never know what's going on with people, man. So that's what's up. So, Calm, I know you've been touring the world, man. Where you been lately, man? You've been all over the place.
Man, we did a Europe tour. We went to Germany and Belgium. You know, we did that. Came back. Let's see, went to Denver, Colorado, Pueblo, Salt Lake City, Utah, getting ready to go to Texas here next week, or this weekend. And, you know, just getting ready to go to Atlanta, to the Dove Awards out of Nashville. You know, a lot of things coming up, man. It's definitely the season, man. I'm walking in this season. The guy's open. I'm walking in it, bro.
I can dig it, man. You got nominated for some awards. Talk to me about what's going on in that, man. So if somebody's listening and if the voting is still open, they can hook it up and get you a vote.
Yeah, basically, this is an organization called the Praise Factor. So they do this thing every year called the Praise Factor Awards during the third year. And what they like to do is, recognize independent artists. Yeah. It's like, you know, really trying to do their thing for the Lord, man. And I ended up getting nominated for, you know, Christian Hip Hop Artist of the Year. I think it was about like 55 artists that was on that list.
Wow.
And so I ended up winning the category, you know. So, but now, so I won the Christian Hip Hop Artist of the Year, but then they have one, what they call the Grand Finale Praise Factor Award. So what can happen is I can end up winning the whole, like, out of every category where we basically competing against each other now. So, you know, I can win that whole category. And that's actually in Atlanta on the 19th through the 22nd. And, you know, basically what we do, what they're doing now is, like, you know, we got to, you know, get people to come out and try to show that we have a fan support base. And, you know, just they got pay-per-view where you watch on pay-per-view, or you got where people actually do tickets. But what I'm doing for those that can't make it to Atlanta is they can buy an actual ticket, because what they do, they email you the ticket where it's a printout. And those that can't make it, if they still want to sew or donate or whatever, they can still buy the ticket. They'll send it to me, so when I get down there, what I'm doing is hooking up with different ministries down there for, you know, like some of the youth or people that can't make it, don't have the funds to go. I'm donating all these tickets to them for free, so they can still, you know, make it to this event. See, this event, it's gonna be good, man. They really set it up nice, man. The stage, they got like backdrops for the stage. They got a real nice sound. They got workshop classes throughout the weekend. It's all kind of stuff going on there, but they like went over like $10,000 in prizes and cash and stuff if I end up winning the whole thing. So it's definitely a blessing, bro.
That's what's up, man. We're going to go to your first song right here, man. No Place I'd Rather Be. We've been spinning it. Yeah. I've seen a lot of other stations been spinning it. Talk to me about this track right here, bro.
No Place I'd Rather Be, man. I did this song with a cat named Jay Carter. He's starting to get out there a lot more now. He's down in Colorado Springs. Came across this guy when I used to live in Colorado. He used to be in my youth group as a youth when I was there. So, you know, when I came back out to Colorado, he's like, hey, man, you remember me? You know, and he's getting it right when I was transitioning, leaving, moving. So I was like, I vaguely do. So he told me, he's like, yeah, I used to be in the youth group out at Church of All Nations. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So, you know, he's doing the music thing now. So we just ended up hooking up, man, and collaborating, making the song called No Place I'd Rather Be, which is kind of a testimony of where I was at, like how I wanted to be, like, you know, a lot of the rappers out there had the money, the fame, you know, be able to VIP status everywhere I went, you know, basically the secular side of things. And then God came in, transformed my heart, man, and made it to where, you know, I could really just basically glorify him through everything that I do, because there's no place I'd rather be but in Jesus Christ.
That's what it is, man. Let's get it in.
I used to want a lot of things, man. All the money, cars, clothes, jewels. But there's something I found better, man. There's no place I'd rather be than in Christ. Yes, sir. So kind.
Jay
Carter.
Yeah. Come on. All the material things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean? It mean to me. There was nothing for me, for me, for me.
Come on.
Now I'm living through his will and everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
Used to wish that I was famous. A star like Jay and Lil Wayne is. A rapper with a lot of chicks and number one bangers. Everybody know me first name with the bankers. VIP listed front row with the Lakers. Cars in the clothes, everything you could think of. Big crib mansions in the countries where they play us. Pool every house in the room, can you roll? Private jet flying on my team, I got the bureau. Never have to worry, got the law on the payroll. Even Mexico, got a trillion instead of peso. They doing what I say so, I thought this was the life, oh. Me until I found the light of Christ, then I let go.
All the material things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean, it mean to me? There was nothing for me, for me, for me. Now I'm living through his will and everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
All the money and the cars and the fame and the women couldn't match the true happiness. The media's a gimmick. When I did a concert in Colorado and we're finished off the call, I seen the souls call for Jesus in the spirit. That's the moment that I recognize people really listening. These souls were in my hands, now I'm really on a mission. This is more than the music, and my knees was repenting. Had to turn from my pride and my own ambitions. This is for the Christ and I'm never going back, man. You can keep the money and the fame and the mic stand. Here for the souls, gotta reach a whole lost land. Picked up my cross, fully aware of what it's costing.
All the material things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean, it mean to me? There was nothing for me, for me, for me. Now I'm living through his will and everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
I'm still traveling the world, matter of fact, I'm even blessed more. Lived in Europe and Korea, still spread the gospel. People showing love, soul saved like revival. God bless my ministry and family for sure though. Gave back a hundredfold, more than you could ever know. Nothing could explain his grace, said he never let me go. Once I heard that Jesus gave his life for our sins. Lived, died, resurrected on the cross for my sins. Then I knew the Romans 10, our confession I would live in. Jesus in my heart changed, repent from my sins. Now I tell the whole world about a passion, never quit. Gotta keep repping Christ till they tell me that's the end.
Too many things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean to me? There was nothing for me, for me. Shout out to me, everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. There's no place I'd rather be, to be. There's no place I'd rather be.
Admit it, I don't talk it, but I live it. Never been superstitious, but I only got 3 wishes.
Go to heaven, live in peace, and starvation, let my people eat. I was homeless, no place to sleep, now I got all this land to keep. No more stressing, it's my blessing, man, I'm living all my dreams. I was high, now I'm fly, watch your boy spread his wing. I'm not perfect, no one is, but the purpose is to live. Don't give up, but always give. Remember life is what it is. Hydro supersonic, all my blessings, yes, I want it. I'm a creature, check my features. Hi, I'm yo, nice to meet ya. If you hating, I will reach ya. In a minute, I'll delete ya. See, I'm good, no need to beat ya. With no hands, I'll defeat ya.
I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love.
In a minute all this gon' change, yeah, I ain't worried about a thing. I'ma do my thing, yeah, let me see y'all sing.
Down, now I'm winning, victory since the beginning.
Why y'all dead, man, I'm living. Oh, I can't explain this feeling. I may not have no money, but I feel like a million. You gotta find a life in it. Yeah, you may struggle for a minute. It's only 60 seconds in a minute. When you look at it, make a difference. We living like we so different. God is my witness. You can live too, pay attention. Haters will pay you no attention.
Distance, what is this dimension? Thank God that I'm living. Go get what you're missing.
The clock always ticking. No more wishful thinking. No more time is dreaming. Wake up, time for living.
I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love.
In a minute all this gon' change, yeah, I ain't worried about a thing. I'ma do my thing, yeah, let me see y'all sing.
I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love.
I ain't worried about a thing. I'ma do my thing. I'ma win this fight. I'ma live my life.
I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love. I'm in love, 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 love.
In a minute all this gon' change, yeah, I ain't worried about a thing. I'ma do my thing, yeah, let me see y'all sing.
Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio, hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today.
We're here in the desert where Amazing Alan has been lowered down into this pit of poisonous snakes.
Guys, snake here, licking my toes!
Bummer you wore sandals today, Alan.
What am I supposed to be illustrating?
Go away, shoot.
Well, you see that cell phone in your hand?
Oh, I call emergency to illustrate the power of prayer?
No.
I call a snake expert to illustrate God's all-knowing power?
No, not exactly, Alan.
So, who am I supposed to call?
Call your mother and tell her you love her.
That's not gonna help me.
It's a good deed that will help you feel good about yourself.
But I'm still stuck in a snake pit.
That's the point, Alan. Some people believe that if they do things that make them feel good about themselves, they can get into heaven. But they still need the sacrifice Jesus made to remove their sin. Okay, go ahead and call.
Hello, Mom, I love you. Gotta go. Okay, guys, get me out of here.
Alan, I didn't feel the love.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
All right, we back with SOCOM right here, man. Check it out. If you're just getting in, you missed the recap as we get it in with SOCOM and found out what he's up to these days. Go to ydkradio.com. You definitely don't want to miss this full interview. Check it out, SOCOM. We talking this album. What's the new project name? I know the name, but let the people know what the name of this project is.
Yeah, the name of this new album is called About Face.
About Face. And what, I know you, yep, you part owner in the label, the music group, I'm sorry, About Face. But yeah, why did you name this project About Face? What was behind it for you, man?
Because I wanted to, man. Stop asking me. No, no, man. You know, About Face is basically, you know, if you look into a military term, About Face means, you know, they face in one direction, they turn the other way. So About Face, what I made it out to be for my album is, we walk, you know, a lot of the world, when you're walking in the world, you're walking toward the darkness, the brokenness, and, you know, everything in the ways of the world. So we do About Face, that means we're turning back into the light of Christ. So repent means to turn from and not do again. So, you know, so instead of doing, going the same direction, we're going to turn the other direction and go towards Jesus, man. Follow everything that you have for our lives, the plans and purposes that he has for us. So that's the reason for About Face.
All right, man. So how crucial... I know a lot of times when, you know, some artists just might name a project because that's something that they're going through. But how crucial do you think that is for the body of Christ today, man, or even people that haven't came to turn to Christ?
I think it's super crucial for those in and out of church. I think for those in church, because we got so, like, even in the Bible, man, it talks about in the end times, you know, we're going to be have that ear-tickling messages and stuff like that. We see a lot of that going on now. So, you know, I think it's crucial for the church because instead of just taking a pastor's word for what they're saying, let's get into the scriptures and dig what it really means. You know, what is God speaking to you on it? Like, what does that passage really mean? Don't go off of, you know, how your mom grew up, how your dad grew up. This is the way it's been the whole time. You know, get into the word and study for yourself to see what that stuff means. And I think it's crucial for the church or the people that's not in the church because they separated from God, man. They're not even sons and daughters of God until you're born again. Mm-hmm. So when you walk in that dark life, you walk in that lifestyle, man, we got to come back. You repent, man. Give your life to Christ and come into the family of God, man.
Yeah. Now let's talk about you, and I know this ain't even a topic of the day, but just talk about you coming to church. When was there like a, man, I need to study the word for myself moment that happened in your life? Because I know a lot of people has been in church. They may have gave their life to the Lord, you know, the whole nine, but they still haven't pressed in yet. Talk to me about that, man. When did you have that realization that, hey, it's time for me to press in?
I mean, you know, when I first, you know, gave my life to Christ, it was that transition period for about, you know, I gave my life to Christ in 2002. About 3 to 4 years, you know, I was on that fence. Mm-hmm. You know, where I was, you know, I was in the church, but then I still wanted to drink and do, you know, whatever. And it was that process, you know, that God slowly started removing that stuff from me, that, you know, all that sin in my life. And then, you know, I can't really pinpoint an exact time, but over the years, man, it's just different stuff that would move me. So it'd be like, you know, I'd hear, like getting to heaven, like getting through the eye of a needle,
yeah,
you know, or like a camel getting through the eye of a needle. So I'm like, man, that don't even make sense. Why am I even a Christian? A camel can't go through the eye of a needle. So yeah, why am I even doing this? And then God said, look at the scripture and see what it really means. So when I looked at the scripture and looked in depth at what the context of it, I'm like, oh, okay. That makes sense now. Because back in them times, the eye of a needle, you know, is when they started, when they had to go through into the village where they had a little arches where the camel had to swoop down to be able to get through this thing. But I'm thinking of eye of a needle, like, you're sewing.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, can't no camel get through this? So we can't even get to heaven, so why am I even doing this? But when I started looking deep into that, and that's just one example, but there's, you know, there's many examples in the Bible, man, but that we have to, like, really look at and study and be put it into context, because if not, we may go to a church or hear somebody preach on it, but they way off topic, you know, and it might not be them doing it on purpose. It's just because they haven't dug into the scriptures like they supposed to do. So, I mean, God really put that on my heart, man. I'm always about truth. I want to know what's really going on anyway. That's just me in general. So,
yeah. Well, let's talk more about this album, man. I always believe it's paramount that we grow in the process of whatever gift that God has given us, man. So talk to me about some more of the growth in this new album. I mean, you know, it's not the same SOCOM, or is it the same SOCOM for somebody that hasn't picked up the project yet?
I think it's definitely a more rounded SOCOM, I would say. So I haven't had any negative feedback on this album.
Yeah.
So like everybody, you know, that's heard my old stuff or whatever, that likes my old stuff, they picked up this album, and I'm getting actually more feedback off of this album in my inbox or emails or whatever, or testimonies, which was actually my prayer, man. Cause I'm like, Lord, when I write this, I wanted to be able to speak to people, be able to reach their hearts, be able to reach people's minds, soften their hearts and all that. And God's really blessed that as far as it happening, because I've had people email me back like, hey, my son, well, our house just got robbed, so my son's missing this and he's really sad. And then what I did, I put on, you know, your CD in track number 12, like really ministered to him. And now, you know, he got more motivation to keep going.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, that's amazing. And then, you know, I got people like just emailing me saying, wow, this, you know, the CD's really helped me get through some of this difficult times and stuff that I'm going through. And that's what I want it to be about, man, especially getting older in this. Like, it's fun doing a dance song. I got dance songs on there, too. It's fun doing that. But, like, I got, like, real songs on there where it's talking about the lust spirits in the church called Breaking Free.
Yeah.
You know, because we got, you know, a lot of, like lust spirits in the church, like, across America. You know, I got a song called Suited Up, which is talking about putting on the full armor of God every time we wake up and going out and reaching cats that ain't in the church. Because you see so often that guys or females coming into church, and just because they don't fit that church perception of wearing a suit and this and that, you know, they could look that funny and they feel like an outcast. So I'm like, we got, you know, I'm talking on topics like that and how we, you know, we got to stop that, man, and welcome these people with open arms. It's a process we go through. You know, it's quite a few tracks, man, on here. I got Go, which is talking about, you know, going and making disciples for Jesus Christ. I got a song on there called We Gonna Do It, which talks about we gonna go to the Word, we gonna go through the Word, and then we gonna go do the Word. So it's basically we going to it, which is talking about we gonna go to the Bible and we gonna go through it. It's talking about we gonna study the scriptures and see what they mean in context and really relate it to our lives. And then we're going to go do it and apply it. A lot of times we hear it, but we won't apply it.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, I talk about, I got a song called Eyes of a Different Lens. You know, just talking about so many people get offended because they're not on shows or, you know, different stuff like that. So it's like, man, we got to put that offense away and really walk in the lane and calling that God has on our life. You know, so it's got a song called Why I Do This. A lot of people's like, man, you could do... it'll be a secular artist and blow up. I'm like, man, it ain't about blowing up for me.
Yeah.
It's about reaching for Jesus, man. So I got some explaining why I do this.
Right.
Yeah. I got a track called Sex Slave, which talks about sexual trafficking, you know, featuring Haley Nicholson. There's at my old church, Champion Center. You know, we basically combating sexual trafficking and stuff on that song. So, I mean, it's well-rounded, man. I got a lot of tracks on it, 16 tracks, and it's definitely... if they pick it up, I can almost guarantee they're going to love the album.
Dope, man. Let's go to this track right here called Go, man. You just talked about it. We need to go make disciples. We'll be right back with SOCOM on Yada the King Radio.
Yeah.
Reach the world and make disciples. Reach the world and make disciples. Yeah. Reach the world and make disciples. Yeah, I'm back now, I would never back down. I spread the gospel, trying to reach them where they at now. I serve with Jesus, see the forefront, I'm the background. Riding through your city, screaming Jesus loud. We going in for what you think I'm here for. I'm not just entertainment, far from the religious though. I'm a Christian, believer, disciple that goes against the world in the mess. Yeah, lipo. In the mic, go hammer when the beat bang. But thanks for sure though, your boy's been changed. I am not the same person that I used to be. Drinking on the dudes, Jesus on my jewelry. Now I know the real meaning of the Calvary. Christ said, lay your life down, they can follow me. No Twitter though, this is supernatural. We trying to reach a hurdle, well, no time for the religious folk. I got a G-O,
go.
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 Reach the world and make the
world that make disciples.
They tell me turn it down a bit, church is losing membership. Pornography and gay fornication, yeah, it's all a sin. Worshiping the idols, Christians talking righteousness. Pastors stealing money in your soul full of emptiness. World full of foolishness, wrapped around ridiculousness. Somewhere between the scriptures that we threw out, now we missionless. Caught up in the flesh as we justify our motives. We need to visit orphans in the prison, feed the homeless. What happened to the love that we live by? Never running from the sinner, staying by their side. Show the love of Jesus by example in my life. I won't conform, I'll let you know if something ain't right. Some may disagree, Facebook defend me. Take me off, take to Twitter, follow like they offended me. Offended easily, you got the wrong Christian, homie. I follow scripture evidently, they must have known me. I got a G-O, I got a G-O, I got a G-O, I got a G-O, I got a G-O.
And life roll from hanging out on the street corner to saving souls. Now every single day I make it my job to get on my knees and praise my God. See, mama used to tell me when I was just a youngin', boy, you better get it right, cause the Lord really coming. I never understood, but now I understand. God had a plan to make me a better man. Lord, I thank you, cause I was so lost. I gotta give you praise, cause you're the real boss. I'm the same one rapper Ricky Ross. Now I'm never gone, cause he's the real boss. Well, you better get your mind right. Let loose from all the street life. See, I'ma show you what it be like. If he could change me, he could change you. God ain't got no limit to the things he do. See, boy, you better get your mind right. Let loose from all the street life. See, I'ma show you what it be like.
When I first started out, I had a whole lot of friends. They had a different motive, now they gone in the wind. But yet I stand, and here I am. So I gotta thank God for making these jams. He opened up the doors to the radio station, put me in rotation, and now I'm round the nation. He ain't stopped there, he kept them open wide. Angels, local boy, I'm known worldwide. That's when I knew God does what he wanna. Chuck a real street thug right up off the corner. Yes, sir, and I appreciate the things you do. That's why I'm always in love with you. That's on the real.
I'm the same one rapper Ricky Ross. Now I'm never gone, cause he's the real boy. Well, you better get your mind right. Let loose from all the street life. See, I'ma show you what it be like. If he could change me, he could change you. God ain't got no limit to the things he do. See, boy, you better get your mind right. Let loose from all the street life. See, I'ma show you what it be like.
When I stepped on the scene, a lot of people got mad, cause they couldn't understand my Holy Ghost swag. Now when they see me, they be yelling T-Dog. It feel real good, and I love all y'all. I ain't worried about money, don't worry about fame. Only thing I wanna do is glorify the Lord's name. Anybody that's lost, I'ma bring them to the light. Let them know they're being saved. It's a real good life. He could've chose anybody, but the Lord chose me. So I gotta represent to I-D-I-E. I ain't never gonna switch, I'ma always keep it real. I'm down with my Lord, and it is what it is on the real.
I'm the same one rapper Ricky Ross. Now I'm never gone, cause he's the real boy. Well, you better get your mind right. Let loose from all the street life. See, I'ma show you what it be like. If he could change me, he could change you. God ain't got no limit to the things he do. See, boy, you better get your mind right. Let loose from all the street life. See, I'ma show you what it be like.
Lord, I love you. I need you. Lord, I love you. I do. And it's more than you'll ever know. It's for sure. I can always count on your love forevermore.
Same one rapper Ricky Ross. Now I'm never gone, cause he's the real boy. Well, you better get your mind right. Let loose from all the street life. See, I'ma show you what it be like. If he could change me, he could change you. God ain't got no limit to the things he do. See, boy, you better get your mind right. Let loose from all the street life. See, I'ma show you what it be like.
All right, we back with SoCalm, man. SoCalm, I got a question though, man. This is a fun fact. I just want to ask this. Every time I see you in a picture, you rocking purple these days, man. What is that all about? So calm, purple. Like I don't think I've seen a picture of you for the last 3 years. Well, you're not in purple.
Really?
So talk to me about the purple thing that you got going on, man. Is that your favorite color? You just a fan of the Lakers? What's up?
I don't know, man. I bet you follow me that close. That's what happened. I think you just check in every now and that's what happened.
Okay. Not all your pictures, but album pictures, I guess.
No, man. I didn't even realize that, man. But, hey, that's a good thing, though, because purple and the king will be royalty. I'm royalty, man, but Jesus, that's my daddy, so I'm royalty, bro.
Okay.
I don't know, but Purple's actually my album theme. So, you know, it's purple, black, and gray.
Yeah,
that's cool. I guess I didn't mean to do that, but hey, that's what it is.
Hey, I thought that was just you. Cause you was like, man, every album from now on, SOCOM is gonna be purple. Cause I think the last album had some purple in it too, right?
Yeah, it had a little bit of purple in there. And there's purple and orange. Infinite Glory. Yeah.
Yep. So. Yeah, I was like, okay, you rocking the purple pretty hard, man. We're going to get into the fun facts, a.k.a. the after party of this interview, man. If you want to check that out, you need to get the app, Yada the King app. It's only $1.99 for the Android, iPhone, Apple products, you know what I'm saying, and the Kindle Fire. Make sure you pick that up. And I think it's actually coming to the Microsoft phone pretty soon, too. If you got a Microsoft phone, just search it. Because it says it's out there. So I just got to find that too. My bad if I ain't got you right. But man, look, we're going to talk on the topic of the day. Before that, you know, another fun fact, side note. SOCOM is a super hard Raiders fan. That's all I'm going to say. We'll talk about that later. But let's talk about tradition, man. I want to ask you a couple things on tradition. Like as I was getting ready this week for the radio show, that's something God put in my heart. And there's always good and there's always bad. I just want to ask you, when's the first time you ran into something that you would say that was tradition in the body of Christ or in the church?
Let me see. Like, you know, body of Christ, I would say, I've always went to non-denominational churches growing up. Or not growing up, but since I became, you know, Christian.
Yeah,
I did go, you know, the Baptist church when I was in San Antonio, and you stumped me on this one a little bit, but I think some of the traditions they do would be like, dang, I don't know, man.
Maybe you can't remember. I remember. Okay, so there's a couple of traditions I could go off of. Churches traditionally dress, especially African American churches. They traditionally dress up. You know, sometimes that's a tradition. Another tradition on the good end, and the dress up could be good or bad depending on who you are. But on the good end, is the mothers praying at church. You know what I'm saying? So like, when we see that dynamic, when did you see something that, you know, people didn't, maybe some, like for example, have you ever been to a church and your music wasn't accepted because they were like, this is not a choir?
Yeah, that's more the bad side, though. Right. I'm trying to obviously, but yeah, I've been to churches where it's like that recently.
Yeah.
And then I did my song, and their whole attitude changed. Like, wow, okay. And then, you know, they bought about 30 CDs. So.
We'll talk about that. I think that's a it could have been bad, but they understood.
Yeah, yeah.
So go ahead and share a
story. I went to Salt Lake City for a Mother Against Violence rally that they did. They wanted me to do an event they had in the amphitheater down in a big park they have out there. So we did that. And then that next day was Sunday. I got booked into two churches. And one of them was real religious, old school type, you know, where you can't wear no hat in the church. You can't wear everybody in suits, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they still got the robes and all that with the white gloves.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was like, Lord, you really want me to do this? And I got up, man. I was just, you know, speaking on that thing where, like, you know, this is the reason why so many people don't want to come to church. I know that was the reason I didn't want to come to church. I was like, this is what kept me from that, this religious spirit, this traditional thing that I don't think God is pleased with, because he looked at our heart, not at the outside.
So when I got up, I was talking to them. I did No Place I'd Rather Be, and I did Awesome God at that church. You know, let me do two songs or whatever. And everybody was up, clapping, having a good time. The choir was behind me dancing. The pastor was, he's smiling and stuff. And then when I was done, man, everybody ran out, came, grabbed some CDs because I had to leave to go to another church. But they were like, they ended up calling me later on. They're like, hey, we want to get you back when you're ready to do a youth event later on next year. I'm like, okay, just let me know. So, that's one of those things where the enemy messed with my mind, like, no, let's not do this. And then, but what the Lord would have you do and continue to go forth and, just let the Holy Spirit lead, and it turned out to be a good thing.
Yeah. Well, that's dope, man. I mean, I think that's always a good thing where we could come to an understanding of what is going on in the body of Christ and how we are advancing. You know what I'm saying? Like, as music, I mean, I'm pretty sure, SoCon, there was a time where jazz music in the church was considered straight devil music. You know what I'm saying? Even the drums was considered the devil music. So we have definitely progressed a long way. But what are some things that you would say? Why is there tradition, good tradition, bad tradition, and what can we learn from these things?
I think, like what I just mentioned, I think that's kind of a bad tradition to me, in my opinion. I mean, right. I don't want to get lynched with this, but to me, I think it's a bad tradition because it keeps people from coming into the church because they say, well, I can't go because I don't have a suit. Some people can't afford a suit, so that's their mindset. And I think it's good when we break those traditions and welcome people with open arms into the church. When Jesus walked the earth, man, he sat with the sinners. When he came, he wasn't about a religious thing. He came and broke that off of the Pharisees, man. The Pharisees was back then. A lot of people look at the Pharisees as bad, which, if we look at ourselves now, we could be considered one of them. But like back then, they was considered the holiest of the people back in those times until Jesus came to set them straight. But people looked up to them as that. And I think a lot of times with the churches nowadays that are in that same spirit, like people look up to the churches like, oh, well, you gotta have a suit to go in that church. You can't chew no gum in that. You can't do this, you can't do that. And they think it's, being holy and sanctified. But there ain't nothing in the Bible to say y'all gotta wear a suit to church.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool if you do wear it, it shouldn't be something that the church is required to do, basically, is what I'm trying to say. You shouldn't have to feel uncomfortable if you come in there and you don't have a suit on.
Yeah. No, that's dope, man. I just like to see how, number one, we always got to be obedient. And I think sometimes the younger generation, our generation, sometimes we may want to buck against a lot of the tradition because sometimes we don't understand it, but for something like clothes, we can understand. I mean, we don't understand the history sometimes. And so we'll be like, oh man, we can come as we want, blah, 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 but their biggest thing most of the time is that we come in a respectful manner.
Yeah.
And I definitely see, but I've been on both sides. I've been the guy trying to, hey man, let them wear this, and then. But I also been as a youth pastor. I was like, hey son, you got to pull your pants up when you come to church, bro.
Hey man, you got to.
Yeah, it's a respect thing. So there's two sides about it, man. Let's talk about. Do you remember some of the traditional prayer mothers, man? Have you ever experienced something like that?
I've seen them in the church at our. Actually gave my life to Christ in San Antonio. They had, some of the prayer mothers in there. And that's one thing. Matter of fact, I posted some of that on my Facebook, man. I was like, a lot of the women growing up nowadays, or men growing up, what we missing that they used to have a lot of tradition of was the mothers in the church would take some of the younger ladies, these single parents or just newly married or whatever, and give them wisdom and advice on how to, basically submit to their husband, run the household, how to raise their kids and stuff like that. And for the men, you're missing the older men in the church would teach the men how to become young men and be able to take care of their families and stuff like that. I think that tradition's a good one, and we really missing that nowadays.
Now, why do you think, it really sounds like discipleship that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Why do you feel... that may be absent in some of the churches. I'm not going to say it's just absent everywhere, but...
No, it's not.
How do you...
I'll say a majority of them.
Yeah, no, so how do we get to a place where we model that tradition? I mean, because that's a tradition that Jesus set up. That he was like, yeah. Yo, y'all do this. So, that, like I said, there's some traditions that must keep on going. But how do we keep this going in our churches today, man?
So, first it starts with us, man. I know, you know, I ain't gonna speak on something unless I'm doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. So, basically, you know, what I'm doing is me and my wife, we hold it's called life group or community group, small group, whatever, you know, people may call it. But we do it at our house every Tuesday. And what we do is we break bread together, and then we go through the Word. So, like, what we learn in church on Sunday, we'll go more in depth on it on that Tuesday when we have our life group. And, you know, we do it for kind of married couples. Me and my wife have been married, like, 15 years. So, you know, we got four girls. So I can, you know, kind of help somebody else that may be newly married or another man or that's struggling in certain areas. I'm able to, you know, speak into them and, you know, encourage them and lift them up and, you know, show them stuff that maybe worked for me. Not everything's going to work for them, but they can take little pieces and stuff from my book and apply it and see how that works, and then take no pieces from somebody else's book that's in the life group and, you know, apply it. Yeah, that's how we do, man. We got about five or six couples that come to our life groups, and we got about 40 kids.
Wow.
So, man, like, we just grow together, and we see, you know, some of the marriages that's coming in, we just, you know, was broken, and now we see them restored, man, where they, like, happy, can't get off each other now. So it's amazing how God works with all life groups like that. So, you know, and I think that's what it takes, man, is just getting these little small groups like this and taking guys aside or women aside and, you know, just talking to them like, hey, man, make sure you go take your wife on a date or something, you know.
Yeah.
You got the kids and stuff, you know, but, you know, I help you out if you need babysitting and stuff like that, man. Just simple stuff, and just, we got to apply it.
Right. And it's going to take time. I mean, that's the biggest thing, man. And, you know, we have to show people that we care, man. And that's what's up on the topic of the day, tradition, man. Hey, I want to know what y'all think, man. Hit me up on Twitter at Yada the King. That's YadaHDaKing, Yada the King, or Facebook.com/YadaTheKing. Let me know what you think about traditions, man. Is there some good traditions you remember? Bad traditions? Let's chop it up. Let's talk about that. Hey, SoCon, man, we're going to go into another song from you right now, man. And I think we're going to go to this track right here called Move On, man. What's this about?
Yeah, Move On, man. like I was saying earlier, you know, a lot of people hold grudges and, you know, I'm talking about in the song, like, you know, we got to move on from that past, man. Like, we may have done stuff in the past or hurt somebody in the past, had unforgiveness, whatever, but we got to let them things go and, you know, release it to God and move on, move forward, because there's a purpose and calling on our life, and we can't move on without letting go of some of that stuff and walking how God would have us to walk, you know, and stand in our lane and doing what we're supposed to do. You know, don't be bitter and mad at another artist, or be bitter, man, because you're not on an event or whatever, man. Let that stuff go and just move on, man. Do what God called you to do.
Check it out, man. We got to pay the bills, man. We're going to head out to a commercial, but we'll be right back with more banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life on Yada the King Radio.
Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285. Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise.
Hey! Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up, 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, hourofgospelswagger.com. All you need to know is it's going down here at HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. Yeah, yeah.
What's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio. Check us out every Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on TV01 iRadio. You'll hear some great testimonies and topics, banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life. Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285. Yada the King, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on TV01 iRadio. We look forward to having you join the experience of the Yada the King Radio Show. Yada! You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, let's hop in it. Yada the King, so kind with us. Move on. Here we go.
Yeah, can I get this out my system? I see a lot of haters, we supposed to be them Christians. Even at them shows, a lot of rappers miss the mission. It's supposed to be for souls, I hope a lot of folk is listening. This ain't just a concert, thinking is you tripping. If Jesus came back, we'd see a lot of tables flipping. Concerned about your CD sales, trying to make a living while these souls are steady dying, too busy be trying to fit in. But forget religion, this clock is steady ticking and this time is running, now you never know when the end is. Yeah, this here is real. Catch us in the trenches. Shout out to city takers. They don't just talk it, they live it. If only we could get more of our churches off the benches. Feeding all the homeless and mentoring in the prisons. Maybe we could live in the world with less resistance. The people not caught up in blaming and on the system.
We gotta move on, and on, and on, and on. We gotta move on. Keep it moving, can't stay in that same place. We gotta move on, and on, and on.
See, 1 minute we can laugh and joke, but we get mad when they never add us to a show. Then we gossip about each other to these other folks. What you talking about, Willis? This ain't different strokes. 1 minute we was cool, dancing, getting low. Agreed to make disciples, talking about we gotta go. Deep down you're hurting, holding it within your soul. Ministry not moving and always seeming to be broke. If I offended you, I probably never known. But I moved on in the word cause I gotta grow. You can't keep that bitterness and try to hold on. Life empty with nothing but anger cause you're so torn. Gotta push on, forgive and let it go though. Uproot that bitterness before you're sick up in your bones. We call the walk together, not do this life alone. We go through season but carefully choose these words.
So we gotta move on, and on, and on, and on. We gotta move on. Keep it moving, can't stay in that same place. We gotta move on, and on, and on, and on.
Take a look at my design, I was meant to be on display. Show the world just how I got to this place. Volunteer work on me, talking no pay. If I could coin a phrase, it would scream His grace. My logo is the cross Jesus hanged on it, but He no longer there, man, it's staying on it. Your death was the penalty for sin. Jesus stepped in like, let me put my name on it.
My storyboard custom fitted. Punctuation little off, but he working with it. A bit shaky at times, I ain't twerking with it. Cause when it's all finished, you gon' see his purpose in it. Still standing like my last name, Fisher. Ignore me when they pass me, they still get the picture. I was made the last, that's what I'm built for. Lit up like a scoreboard, I'm a billboard. So how you gon' tell me that I ain't winning? You're looking at the now, wasn't effing the beginning. Reminiscing about my past, this was hopeless. Never knew my father, but my kids never noticed. But we the reason why they rewriting history. Failure is the label that they giving us statistically. Moving mountains by faith and parting red seas. Only the redeemed can vision this spiritually. These winds try to blow me to the ground. So much flood from the rain, I should've drowned. Storm came with the mission just to kill, but my faith in Jesus says, peace be still. Billboard in every city, that's my prayer. Until the whole world light up like Times Square. Matthew 5:14, God placed a billboard in you and me.
I'm a billboard.
So calm here, man. And I'm gonna say this, man, the NFL season started today. I want to know who you think's gonna win the Super Bowl, man. I want bold predictions. You can check me out, ydkradio.com. You can hit us on there. You can also find the Twitter and the Facebook. It's very simple. But check it out, man. So calm. Super Bowl predictions, man. I want to know your Super Bowl prediction real quick, boss.
And much I hate to say it, bro, you know, they're my own conference. I'm a Raiders fan. But I'm thinking Denver and Seattle. Which I don't mind Seattle, man. If I had to pick another team, I'd pick Seattle. But I'm thinking Denver and Seattle, bro.
Yes, yes, man. The season started today, like I said, and Seattle was still number one in the power rankings. So, man, we're going to see what's popping, man. I hope to see that we do. I'm from Seattle. For everybody that think I'm from Cali, no, we from Seattle. So, you know, we hope Seattle Seahawks does it and they do it well. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, like about 3 years ago when Seattle wasn't doing nothing, it was kind of quiet. You ain't see no Seattle Seahawks fans. But you see, like, last year, how they came out of nowhere, you know, with the last couple of years, all of a sudden, Seahawks fans everywhere.
I ain't even going to front. I'm not even going to front, man. I was not a huge Seahawks fan until probably, like, 3 years ago. I'm not even going to say that. Maybe it's been a few years. Probably a little bit more than that. But, I mean, our teams were horrible, bro. Like, that's my team growing up. I was always like a Cowboys, 49ers fan. So,
you moved up in the world.
Yeah, then I grew up, you know.
You moved up in the world. Now you ain't a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
See, we beat the Cowboys in the preseason, so that just made my whole year. I don't even care if we win another game.
Yeah, and he's
a Cowboy. That's all that matters. I don't even care if it's preseason. As long as the Cowboys got beat, that's all that matters.
That's what's up,
man. Matter of fact, Matter of fact, I seen Jerry Jones 3 days before that game. And I told him, I was a Raider fan, and the guy that was with me, he's like, we know we took a picture with him, whatever. But he let this 49er fan that kind of bowed down a little bit, said, oh, I like the Cowboys. And so he put his little Super Bowl ring on his feet and took a picture with him. But he wouldn't let me take a picture with him because I told him I was a Raider fan.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Once again, tell him, man, About Face, the album, is out right now. Where can they get it? Why should they get it? Tell them real quick.
Man, I'm going to go with the why first. The why you should get it is because it's definitely going to edify and build you up, you know, spiritually and basically, you know, just lift your soul up, man. And Jesus speaking clearly through these messages on these songs. Yeah, that's number one reason you should get it. It's straight Christian rap, man. It's like there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. It's straight Christian rap and quality. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it CD Baby. You can basically go online, search anywhere online, Amazon, all the spots. But yeah, definitely pick that thing up, man, if you can. You know, I guarantee it's gonna bless you guys.
All right, man. Let's see. What's coming up next for you, man?
Next, like I said, we got the awards coming up, and we are hitting the Dove Awards. We're going down there to do a showcase down there in Nashville. And then got November, Thanksgiving coming up. So I got some peach cobbler. It's going to be baking in the oven, waiting for you to come to the house.
Man, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But, you know, the eating time about to come up. You know, you got almost a couple peaches in.
You almost had me speaking in tongues, man.
Hey, that's what it's do.
I try. I do speak in tongues as a disclaimer, but I don't do it on the show. I'll just say it, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's good, man. Got some, like, a couple TV events. We're getting ready to lock in here pretty soon. It's coming up at the end of the year. So, coming up September 26th up there in Seattle, up at Jarvis Church up there. We're going to go in for the Lord up there, man.
That's right.
I was like,
what is he talking about?
Yeah, that's that conference. Man, you don't cancel them. You've been
telling me. Nah, we got it going down. Yeah, at my church. This is the first time we announced it in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 27th through 29th, the Deliverance, Freedom, and Liberty Young Adult Conference. You definitely want to be there. SoCon's going to be in the building. Velvet's going to be in the building. Shakia, as well as Kabi, Patricia. And, man, we're going to have a great time, man. Great ministry, great word. And we're just praying that people's lives be impacted, man. That's really what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
All right. Last words for the people, man, in the podcast world.
Man, I definitely want to thank all the supporters out there that's been holding me down on Facebook, you know, and Twitter and all that. You know, just got over hitting everybody up a lot lately because, you know, we got these both things going on with the number one spots on the radios and all this different stuff, man. But I definitely can't do it without the supporters out there. Definitely, man, just stay grounded, man. Keep your eyes on Christ. Stay focused. The time and season coming up where everybody starts getting off track because they want to go, you know, Christmas shopping and Halloween coming up. So, you know, it's all this stuff coming up, man. Just stay focused on God, man, and He's definitely going to speak to you and guide you in the right direction of, you know, what you should be doing. If you stay in His will, man, everything else going to fall in place.
Amen. So we're going to get out of here. Let's get into some more music. I'll be back on Y'all of the King Radio.
Nightmare to him, homie, a nightmare. Yeah, let me explain. Priest, and I'm a redeemed heathen. Went before the commission, was granted a pardon, and let out of the prison. Was given a vision that I'll see true fruition, and I'm yielding to Christ. I ain't scared of submission. I'm young and consistent. Figured the other day that the majority's wrong, and I'm moving another way. I'm calling them out, in line with the troops, and I'm bucking the system, and I'm rhyming the truth. I'm seeing they fruit, and I'm rising above it. Turn my back on this world, I'm in it, but I'm not of it. I cut it off, shut it down, and my faith pounding the block. I find opposition offensive, who you trying to stop? Nightmare. We come for the scum, attacking the greedy. They wanted us gone, wish they couldn't see me. The truth is, believe me, I'ma be right there, and we ain't never leaving. This is a nightmare to them, homie, a nightmare.
Christ. This the move of the spirit, the internal knowing that right when I'm praying he hears it. Laugh when they set in the bar because we consistently clear it. They call me a menace when they see me, they bailing. I'm that constant reminder that they system is failing. Incomplete is defeat. It's sweet cause we're used to prevailing. System sinking, we sailing way ahead while they trailing. Trailing. Wise as serpents yet harmless as doves. Haters debate while we consecrate. We're responding in love. Prepare for the flood. Till his glory is shown from Okinawa to Rome. Reptile calling us home. Nightmare. We come for the scum. Attacking the greedy. They wanted us gone. Wish they couldn't see me. The truth is, believe me, I'ma be right there. And we ain't never leaving. This is a nightmare. Nightmare. Nightmare to them. Homie, a nightmare. Nightmare. Now I'm a nightmare. A nightmare. Nightmare to them. Shame, man of God with truth that can spot a lie. Faith-based, spirit-filled rapper that'll prophesy. Still, I keep it practical and preaching through your Spotify to occupy a culture infiltrated and then modify. Show them that the Savior's more than who I sing about. He's hitting in my heart, but soon the sky will crack and bring him out. Those that tried to play him probably scream and shout. Chair sewn into his bumper crop, he'll come and weed him out. Yeah, that'll be a sight to behold when they nightmare is realized. They system of control is overthrown by the government of heaven and his king. Man, they sleep until it happens, but they see us in their dreams as a nightmare. We come for the scum, attacking the greedy. They wanted us gone, wish they couldn't see me. The truth is, believe me, I'ma be right there. And we ain't never leaving. This is a nightmare, nightmare, nightmare to them, homie. A nightmare, nightmare. Now I'm a nightmare, a nightmare, nightmare to them, homie. A nightmare, this is a nightmare.
I'ma tell you exactly how it is, fam. There is nothing too hard for my God. He is awesome. He is amazing. Magnificent. Nothing is impossible. Overcome your obstacles. Walk in your authority. Defeat is really optional. Exercise your faith and don't doubt. Let it stop the flow. Enter to his gates with praise. Mouth that unlocks the door. Hands lifted high. Heart open. He will rock your soul. Usher in the presence of the Lord. He will come above. Surrender to him. Hands off. Let it go. No control. Trying to do your own thing. Headbang. Rock and roll. But to me it's safe to say that you should practice day to day. To day to day. Release your cares to God. Cast away. But to me it's safe to say that you should practice day to day. To day to day. Release your cares to God.
Cast away.
Fast and pray. Trust in him. He is the God to help you conquer sin, overcome disease and all of the bad habits. Just trust in God, he lifts you up. Jack Rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. See, Mike, I appreciate you for this one, man.
Nothing is impossible.
Bring me blood. Nothing is impossible. For my God, it's harder. Heaven's for high and hell is doomed to aspire. In the lake of fire, and before us, many prophets was mortal. So I'ma keep spitting this Torah to the end of this chorus. Not just these bars living the epistles we breathe in this order. His life immaculate, Jesus Christ extravagant. Mighty rushing was breaking barriers like an avalanche. What you saying to me, tickle that just be the Holy Ghost. Don't it let that glory flow here higher like Arsenio. Overflow beyond your mo. Hit the deck slaying in the flow. It's a fire, stop dropping roll. You don't need the pop or all out. You don't need them other things, them counterfeits, them other. Christ, he reigns supreme. Every day we worship him, transfigured in the worship gems. Mother, father, flesh, losing limbs, in the spirit realm, killing sin. Come to Christ, get him in your life. It's nothing hard to be free and win. Rim and plus. Had to come back one more time, man. My God is so awesome. I want to further explain how easy it is for him to change your situation. Let's go.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible.
I'm talking nothing. Absolutely nothing. Everything impossible is possible through trusting. Holy in God, holy is God. He fully restored, yeah, holy in part. Never withholding any good thing, including healing.
This is my God.
Jehovah Rapha,
true and proper.
God the healer. Holy Father, now and present, on Kai Abba, great physician,
not just the doctor.
Jehovah Rapha,
true and proper,
God the healer. Holy Father,
now and present,
on Kai Abba,
great physician,
not just the doctor. For the miraculous, there's no limits. Someone's been strong and Papa was finished. There is no finish, no beginning. He is the life before there was living. Before there was living, just he was around.
For you,
had plans before you were found. Before you touched down at the womb in your gown, made a way to turn it around. It's easy, just so easy for my God to relieve it. All the hurt and all the pain from disease to cough and sneeze. Easy, just so easy for my God to relieve it. For my Lord, it's N-O-T-H-I to the N-G, nothing.
It's like I struggle with who am I gonna be for today. This Christian thing, it gets hard sometimes. Let me talk to you. Look, wish it was true to say I wake and be on my P's and my Q's. Some days I acknowledge Twitter and forget to speak to you. I guess today I'm a BKJ the center. I'm a rusher every night. Jesus wept up over my dinner. Daddy cows. Now I'ma be the unforgiving daughter. I pray, send me my father. He cow. I push him father. After 20 years, sometimes I'm sorry I don't wanna hear. I guess I'ma take it out on the father that's always been here. Sunday rolls around. Hide it all behind my church clothes. It's like I feel his presence soon as I hit the church doors. It's hard for me to accept grace. My sins I try to pay. My burnt offering just declined. God, who am I today?
Yeah, who am I today? The sinner, the saint, the coward, the brave. Hang on every word they say. Oh, who am I today? The fool of foolish ways and pride in what I say. A soul in need of grace. And
who am I today?
Who am I today?
Who am I today?
Who am I?
Surrounding me, pats up on the back, they saying that they so proud of me. My prideful face, homie, I just slid it on. They following me on Twitter, I'm retweeting from my iPhone. Just guess I'm Christian, don't get it twisted, I struggle with it. Sometimes I contradict the things that I have just spitted. He's so prideful, couldn't catch me bumping the old pro. Had to let it go, I guess now I am the new pro. Before my show, I consecrate Bump Lecrae's background. After the show, sometimes I put humility back in the ground. They say pride and humility stay, having the face off. Only way humility will win if the Lord would take my face off.
Who am I today? The sinner, the saint, the coward, the brave. Hang on every word they say. Oh, who am I today? The fool of foolish ways and pride in what I say. A soul in need of grace. And
who am I today?
Who am I today?
Who am I today?
Who am I?
Who am I today?
Yeah. Oh, who am I today?
Yeah. This ain't the old me. Homie, this is Cameron. I need grace to sweep me under like it was a Cameron. Cause Cameron Lee, your homie, I'm struggling internally. Fervently, urgently praying, I need some certainty. I'ma be real and say it, living right ain't easy. Some days I go AWOL, but you'll never leave me. And believe me, God, I know that you'll see me. Despite what you see, dog, yeah, you keep me. I pray I wake and decide not to go astray, and that I live out my lyrics, this just ain't wordplay. I wanna live for you Sunday through Saturday. So here I am, God, Lord, who am I today?
Who am I today?
Who am I today?
Dope track right there, real transparent from the sister KJ. Who am I today on Yacht of the King Radio, man? Let's talk about this topic of the day, tradition. I believe that this is something that is a good thing, and it also could be a bad thing in some ways, man. But let's talk about the good things of tradition. I remember growing up in church, and I remember prayer shut-ins. You know what I'm saying? And most of the time, it was always the old women, you know, just praying and tarrying in the spirit and just praying all night. You know, and back in the day, I was a little guy, man. So I was probably like 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. And, you know, that was nap time for us. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we did. We went to sleep. Now, that's something that my parents, as head pastors, we implement in our church. So there's times where we have prayer all night or until like the early hours in the morning, about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, even sometimes 5 o'clock. And this is not to brag on what we do, but it was something that was handed down by the elders, that it may have been tradition in a sense of, hey, we're going to get up and we're going to pray during this time, or we're going to wake up early in the morning on Saturday and come pray. I think that's a very great thing that we need to continue. And as we use the word tradition, I think there's good things of tradition, like I said, and I think there's bad things. There could be times where we're like, we got the internet, and that was not a part of tradition. I know some people that are in church, they'll be like, oh, the internet's the devil, we're not going to use that to promote the gospel, or, you know. Another business that I do is I do podcasts for churches. So I've called some churches and they're like, oh, I never heard of that, you know, and they're like, well, we don't want that. But other churches embrace that. So sometimes it could even be technology. Technology is always changing. And my biggest thing is, we don't change the gospel. We don't change that we need Jesus Christ to save us, because we cannot do this on our own. We cannot change those things. We cannot change grace. We cannot change mercy. I believe that having a healthy view of all these things will continue to make believers stand strong. And I mean, there's so many different things about tradition we could talk about, man. I can say this. I've been in some churches where they got two pulpits. If you go and you're not the pastor and you stand on a different pulpit, they're going to be mad at you. You know what I'm saying? And you might not know these things. There's some churches where women have to wear clothes all the way down to their their wrists. You know what I'm saying? If they see your wrist, they say, oh, some of that stuff is not necessary. I don't believe that's necessary to say that you love God. Now, I do believe in dressing modestly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan of all these spandex pants that people are wearing these days. I don't think that's modest. You know what I'm saying? But I believe that we should dress modestly and not with anything revealing. Whether you're men or women, we have to make sure we dress modestly so that people are not coming to see you. When they come to church, they're coming to see God. You know what I'm saying? It might even be traditions and different. There's so many different things about traditions. I want to hear what you think about some traditions or some things that you remember growing up in the church that you either have implemented into your life, or you said, hey, man, I might not have to do that. You know what I'm saying? I think the tradition is good. And also, I would say this. If somebody is holding on to the old, sometimes the Bible says, behold, God is coming to do a new thing. It says in Psalms, he wants to sing us a new song unto the Lord. So there's so many things that God wants to do new in our lives. Even when we get saved, he wants to make us new, and he wants to change us, man. So those are some things on tradition. Check it out, man. If you just got in, go to ydkradio.com. This is the topic, tradition. It was featuring SoCom. He had a great recap of where he's been for the last couple years, man. His testimony was on another episode. But I just thank you guys for checking us out. Shout out to all the stations picking us up. getting us out there, man. We just want to get Jesus out there further and further. We just pray that God would impact your lives, man. We're going to go out of here. Make sure you tell somebody it's going down. YDKRadio.com. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.